Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and more. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 16 years of broadcasting, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. We're excited to welcome Kizzo to our program this segment. He's not only a recording artist, but also a producer and songwriter who's not only been able to do what he loves when it comes to music, but also to see the response to his music as well. The single I had a chance to listen to is called Get Together. We're going to let you guys hear that a little bit later, as well as let you guys know how to stay connected with Kizzo as he's going throughout this year. Kizzo, hello to you, and welcome to the program, man.
Hey, how's it going, Cyrus? Thanks.
Hey, man, going really well. Really appreciate you stopping by. So as I mentioned, we're going to be listening to Get Together a little bit later. I know this year is kind of starting off a little stranger, Kizzo, than a lot of people expected. You know, a lot of people had big plans for 2020. But you are getting a good response to this single, Get Together. So I want to start there. What has it been like for you to see the way that people are responding to the music?
Man, Cyrus, it feels really good, man. And that single has been a long time in the making. Not just because of the creating of it as a writer, but features that I wanted to have on there with Billy Cook and just the perfect timing of releasing it. And right now, it just, you know, with everybody being kind of away from each other, it seems like a perfect time because, you know, we're long overdue for a get-together. So,
yeah,
been real good the way it's been accepted and everything.
That's right. You know, we talk about a lot on this program, Kizzo, that timing really is everything, right? I mean, a lot of times we don't know why things happen the way they do, but sometimes it seems like they align just like they're supposed to. I noticed when I was getting ready for this segment with you that, as I said, people have gotten to know you because of what you do as an artist, but also you are a songwriter yourself, you're a producer. Have you always known that music was going to be a part of your life?
Not really. Later. I mean, well, I guess, you know, maybe since high school, but it took a little while. I thought I'd be doing something else, maybe sports and something like that. But and music was kind of like a side thing that me and my friends did. But that always kind of seemed to be the thing that gave me the best return. So I just kind of found my place in that and just followed that natural path.
Right. And now here you are and able to, as you said, to be able to share music literally with the world. So, I mean, do you find that there's a certain comfort level with you in a particular role, Kizzo? I mean, you are out front as an artist. Do you have a preference as to whether you like the producing aspect or the songwriting and being able to perform?
To be honest with you, I enjoy the artistic, being an artist because it gives me a chance to do some of the things that maybe I can't get over to some other artist as a songwriter producer, but still the songwriting and producing aspect of it is my preference because there are so many talented artists can do so many things. So it makes those creations unlimited, you know, when I can get them to this artist or that artist or this, you know, production or this show or whatever. So it makes the creation without boundaries.
Yeah. And I think, too, you know, with that being said, you know, the other thing is, you know, I think the attitude. I mean, definitely keeping the right attitude is so important. What is it that keeps you optimistic? Because it is a competitive business that you're in, Kizzo. I mean, what is it that keeps you excited about music?
I guess the return from it. You know, sometimes it can get a little weary. It can get a little tiring. Even sometimes the creation of it, the work you have to put into it, but it's the return that you get back from it. And you could have a song out for, you know, not just when you first release it, but it may be out for a few weeks, maybe a month or this, and you may get this one response from a new person that's heard it, and to that person it's brand new, and it kind of makes it brand new for you. So to be able to get that, to be able to have people that can relate to what you're doing, and then just the expression, you know, to find a pure means of escapism and, you know, relaxation, expression. That's the, for me, that's the reward for it.
Yeah. And it's a reward that is so important because you're willing to do the work. You had a post that was really interesting to me that you posted at the end of last year, Kizzo. I wanted to share it with our audience. For those who are not following Kizzo on Instagram, you can find him at Kizzomatic. We'll remind you of that a little bit later. But on December the 11th, Kizzo, the post you made said, "Don't tell me what you're going to do in 2020. You still have 20 days. Tell me what you're going to do right now." How important has that been for you to take advantage of the moment? I mean, it's very easy for us to say, in April we're going to do this, or this summer I want to do this. How important is it for you every day to be able to set goals for yourself and to go after those goals?
Wow, I forgot I posted that. But it means everything, Cyrus, because, you know, our older generations, they would say they're reaching the age where more people are leaving than are coming, you know, everybody experiences this, but you have to really look at it for what it is. And I have people that are, you know, friends that I started with, you know, and about 4 years ago, one of my best friends that I started doing this with in high school, and of course we kind of split paths, you know, but a few years back he died of cancer. And that hit me close to home because we're the same age, and we started with this in high school to dream together. And one of the things that he told me was, you know, he didn't ever want to see me, you know, stop doing music, because he kind of looked at me as kind of the person that's still carrying on the dream that we had. And when you have people tell you things like that, it means everything to you, you know, for me.
Right.
And everybody wants to say, I'm going to do this here, I'm going to do this here, I'm going to do this on this date. And you start to realize that, man, 7 days is a lot of time. You know,
yeah.
A month is a lot of time. There's a lot of time that you can get things done. And it's just like, well, you know, why wait? You know, why wait? Because you have no idea what's going to happen. Not just speaking to that extreme, but even right now. You know, right now I have friends in the business that had so many shows set up, and now they can't do those shows. You know,
right.
Not to their own fault, but while they were able, they did as much as they could. So it's just about taking, you know, advantage of the moment that you have right now.
So true. It's a great thing. For those who are just tuning in on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome recording artist, songwriter, and producer Kizzo to our program. We're talking to Kizzo not only about the musical journey that he's been on, but also what it's been like for him to share that journey with all of you. It includes the single Get Together that you guys are about to hear. There's another artist I'm going to be having a conversation with soon, Marcel Casanova, someone that you know. You guys were on the Soul Out tour together. We're going to talk more about collaboration, but you mentioned about the single earlier, Kizzo, so before we play it, tell us again how this song came about with Billy.
Billy's a person that I've written for over the years, and I've he was on a compilation last year, or year before last, I think, called Waterworld, and I ended up writing a single for him for that. And we've just had so many collaborations, but we've never really done one as artists together. And I was just thinking of the concept, you know, for Get Together. And the time of year that I wrote it was towards the end of the year. So you have a lot of Christmas parties and New Year's parties, and you're thinking about family and getting together. And I didn't want it to be solo. So I wanted that, you know, to get together on the collaboration. And Billy's just, man, he's one of the best vocalists that I've not just worked with but heard. And, you know, we always work together. So, and I like our dynamic of our voices. You have two totally different voices. So, you know, it kind of takes you back to the days of that R&B where you had the 1-2 punch, You know, and just that whole thing. And the producer, Crystal Trax, he just delivered a brilliant production. You can feel it. It is so natural when you hear it, and came together rather easy. And like I say, it was just perfect timing, the perfect storm.
Gotcha. Well, for those that have not had a chance to hear it, here is Kizzo featuring Billy Cook with Get Together. We'll be back with our final moments with Kizzo right after this.
Step. So good. Talk to a Kizzomatic. I just wanted to call you up just to check on you. So tell me how you been. I in. Let's stop making excuses that we don't have the time. Cause I can see our future. We're running out of time.
And I think it's time.
It's time that we get together. Cause every time we get together, it feels so, so good. We get together, ain't it so, so good?
By recording artist Kizzo featuring Billy Cook. We're going to let you guys know how to stay connected with Kizzo and, of course, be able to support the music as well. One of the ways you've been able to kind of keep people posted on music and what's going on with you, Kizzo, is through social media. I mentioned, of course, Marcel Casanova. You all have worked together. How has social media kind of helped you to kind of not only bring your fans together, but also to kind of keep them posted on what's going on with you?
Forever grateful to social media if used the right way, and we try to be productive with it. You know, so many people that you can't reach, you know, to have songs that are in, you know, the UK, to have songs that are in China, to have songs that are in Australia, people buying those songs, places that, you know, as an independent artist, you're not always guaranteed that you can physically go out and get there. So that in itself is one thing, that people appreciate your music, you know, everywhere. And then just our ability to stay connected to people we either haven't seen in a long time. I can help people like Marcel Casanova and Billy Cook and Crystal Tracks, help them promote what they're doing. They can help me promote what I'm doing. So there's also a community that you can build with artists and producers and or whatever anybody's doing, you know, productive and positive. So it's been a great thing. It's been a great thing, and it definitely extends your lifespan as a musician if you use it the right way.
So true. We say that all the time here at Kizzo, and use responsibly and respectfully. The internet can be an amazing tool for sure, and I totally second what you say, that, yeah, it's all about, you know, the way you choose to use it. You know, a lot of people, unfortunately, don't really respect the power that it has. But, I mean, you're right. It really has a great way. Well, you know, I feel kind of funny asking you about what's coming up next, Kizzo, because, look, we're living in a time kind of uncertainty right now. But I will ask
right.
you this question. What are you looking forward to? I mean, here you are. We're getting ready to enter the second quarter already of 2020. What are you looking forward to being able to do with music and with your fans?
Well, Well, what I'm looking forward to right now is a couple of things that we've already set in motion. You mentioned Marcel Casanova, and in February we were able to release his second project, which is Southern Love 2, and I love the work that we did on that. So once the things open up where we can get back out there, picking back up on the Soul Out Tour, pushing that album and the Southern Love Experience, I'll be releasing an EP in June, which will have some remixes and things like that that I have a lot of friends that I've been working with, so they're going to come on board and help me with that release, and I'm really looking forward to that. And hoping to get some work done with Billy Cook and just different artists, just the same thing, just keeping pace and keeping that sense of normalcy. And kind of like you said, with social media and being able to, move files back and forth through the internet and things like that, and having the ability to work, it gives you a sense of normalcy. So, and if we can't get out there and do tours, then, something that's been real popular is virtual tours and shows. So there's always a way that we can give people music and give them that experience and give them something to kind of, get them through this time and just to enjoy the entertainment and the music, which is what it was meant for.
That's right. All right. So that leads us to this question then, Kizzo. How can our audience stay connected with you, man?
Well, you mentioned earlier Instagram at Kizzomatic. I do have a Twitter and Facebook, and both of those are at Kizzotainment. And just for your entertainment, you can just go to my website, which is kizzotainment.com. And there's a whole list of other streaming sites and things you can check out the music or ways you can contact me. Just send me a direct message. And I'm always available, always available. And I really appreciate it. Anything that anybody does as far as chiming in on any kind of way.
All right. So make sure you guys are staying connected with Kizzo. Kizzo, man, congratulations to you. Really appreciate the time and looking forward to having you back on the program again.
Oh, Cyrus, I appreciate it, man. I look forward to coming back.
All right, then we'll make it happen. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live.